and you're listening to the Texas Standard. It's not unheard of for an obituary to be published by mistake. A few years ago, People.com put up an obit for actor Kirk Douglas, who, at 100 years old, is still alive. You could say something similar happened to half-price books, to book people, really to independent bookstores across the country as soon as the e-reader made its debut. The death knell never rang so loud. Turns out bookstores aren't dead after all, at least not some of the flagship Texas ones.
People come to a brick-and-mortar store to basically discover, and they want to be inspired, and they want to, you know, find new authors or find a new hobby, and they browse our stores, and you can't find that online.
That was Kathy Doyle Thomas. She's executive vice president of the Dallas-based Half Price Books, speaking to The Standard back in 2015. And now, this weekend, several independent bookstores across the state are celebrating the fact that they're still alive and thanking the people who've kept them going. Abby Fennewald with Book People in Austin joins us to talk about the event. Welcome, Abby.
Hi, thanks for having me.
All right, so there's already a National Independent Bookstore Day, which was in April. Did you just miss the boat?
No. So the idea for Texas Independent Bookstore Day is something that my boss, Steve Berkey, who's the CEO of Book People, actually came up with a few years ago before National Independent Bookstore Day sort of unveiled itself. So, you know, it obviously fell by the wayside as National Independent Bookstore Day picked up steam. But this year, Ben Rybeck, who's the general manager of Brazos Bookstore in Houston, and I were talking about it and decided to go ahead and have a separate day for Texas-specific celebration. So just to cast a little more spotlight on the literary world of Texas, you know, we don't really have enough time to focus on what makes Texas unique.
So what does make Texas independent bookstores unique?
Well, I think, you know, there's nothing that people from Texas like to talk about more than Texas. And we are so lucky to have some really great Texas writers, you know, both nationally known and more local. I think each independent bookstore in Texas really has its own spirit and character. But the Texas literary community, I think it can get, you know, overshadowed. We think of so many other regions, you know, so many writers are living in New York or LA, and, you know, to have a day to talk about Texas writers and the Texas literary world is important.
So how are Texas independent bookstores like Book People doing? I know Half Price Books is doing really well. I think that they had sales last year of $260 million. Is it just the big stores that are turning a profit?
No, I think all of us are flourishing. You're seeing more and more stores pop up. Just a couple of months ago, Interabang Books opened in Dallas. Book People has seen many years of growth, so we are certainly not going anywhere. And I think there's a level of creativity to independent bookselling that really lends itself to adapting as we see the marketplace change. So independent bookstores are offering new and different services and are seeing really good success with that.
What kind of things do independent bookstores do that keep them alive when Borders, for example, goes belly up?
Yeah, I think there's a flexibility to being smaller that we are all really benefiting from. So different stores have different things they do. At Book People, we are pretty heavily focused on book clubs and events. So we have story time 3 times a week where parents bring in their kids to have stories read. There's often crafts. We have special guests. You know, we're doing a lot more different things to bring people into the store. And then we're, of course, also able to go out into the community itself. So that's just something that you're not going to get out of a national chain. And I think other stores across the state are doing similar things. I know when Interabang launched, they immediately had a bunch of programming happening. I think they just had their first store book club last night I saw online. Brazos in Houston has been celebrating Jane Austen's 200th birthday really all month long with a bunch of fun activities, including a Jane Austen tea party. So really, the sky's the limit. And in addition to all of this programming, of course, is just the ability to be able to walk into a bookstore and talk to a person who has read a book and get their recommendation. I think there's something more personal than what a lot of chains are able to offer in that sense.
You can find a link for information about Texas Independent Bookstore Day at texasstandard.org. Abby Fennewald is Director of Marketing with Book People in Austin. Thanks so much, Abby.
Thanks for having me.